we're delighted to welcome in Tom Ricketts, the Cubs chairman. Tom, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great, guys. This is the best day of the year.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day. And, you know, I never thought I'd say this to you, but I was reading your story in the paper this morning. And you call it a turning point in the history of the Cubs. Can you explain that a little bit to us?
You know, I think everyone kind of feels this. I mean, I think that we spent a lot of time thinking through what we're going to do on the baseball side of the operation. We think we brought in the best guys. You know, Theo's great. He brought in a lot of great guys around him. We're gonna be one of the smart teams. We're going to be one of the thoughtful teams, and we're just going to get better and better and better. And I think that's something that that the organization hasn't really been successful at in the past.
Well, first of all, you have to start paying Newspaper Guild dues if you're going to keep this up in the Sun Times.
Right, I got to join the union or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Writers Guild of
Tom,
America.
You know, a year ago opening day, you sat with us like you always do, and you're always generous with your time. But I was a broken Cubs fan. I remember sitting there going, why is Jim Hendry still here? And you had a plan. And Cub fans like me didn't want to buy into that plan because we're just like, why is Jim Hendry still here? This is unbelievable because every Cub fan I know is willing to take this ride because you said smart guys, modern day. You know, one of Jim's faults was I think the game was passing him by. He was too old school. He didn't incorporate all the video and the computers and everything else. Is that what you saw when you saw Theo, that as he talks about taking the two lenses and putting them together, scouting and all the other tools you have?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Jim was too old school or what about any about that stuff. But what I will say is that, you know, the guys that we brought in, they certainly are you know, have some quantitative skills that we didn't have in the organization before. And then when you combine that with, you know, their experience and all the stuff they've done in the different places they've been, and, you know, then we're putting in video everywhere. It just we're just being a lot more thorough in how we make our decisions, a lot more thoughtful. And it's great. Plus, these guys are smart and they're working late. I mean, it's just a great energy and everybody feels it.
And Tom, you're a bright man yourself. You went to the University of Chicago. We're very proud of the University of Chicago.
But I barely escaped that.
We've heard the stories. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, when you do the math on your own team right now, I mean, you've got a first baseman and a third baseman who combined for two home runs in spring training. And obviously, when you start doing the math on that stuff and projecting it through the course of a season, the corner infield positions need to produce more. People are patient, as Brian is, but how long does that take? I mean, the rules changed a little bit with some of the stuff you wanted to do in terms of the draft and all that stuff. How... I mean, what kind of patience do you ask for, or is it there's not that that possibility?
Well, we don't talk in terms of patience. You know, the fact is that everybody that comes out this year, I think you can really expect to see a team that plays hard. You're going to see a team that's well managed, a team that's prepared. I mean, those are really important things, and maybe things we needed to improve on. The in terms of the new guys coming in, look, these guys are good players. You know, I think in Brian LeHair's case, he's never really had a shot. I mean, he's been crushing it in the minor leagues, for not just last year, years back. So I think he's ready to go. Obviously, Ian Stewart, he had a couple great years in Colorado. He's had some injury trouble. You know, he just needs a fresh start. I think that we'll be fine this year. Now, in terms of, you know, the next few years, I think we'll get better because we're not going to sacrifice, you know, a future year for this year or the next year. It's going to be smart, steady, consistent, and get better. But you're going to like the team you see this year. I mean, starting pitching in spring training was terrific. You know, I think you got David DeJesus, who's going to be is a great all-around player and a great all-around person too. Yeah. The fans are really going to like. I think we're going to be just fine. You know, we're a good team and we got a great manager.
When you sat down in Mesa with all the different levels of the minor leagues and with Theo and Jed and Jason. Was that different this year? Because the Cubs way, as you write about today, and we've heard about it from Theo and Jed, is every level has to have consistency and conformity.
Yeah.
There has to be the guys going, you know, from A to AA to AAA up to Wrigley. They have to be taught the same way and held accountable the same way. You can't let someone slide along the way there. Is that a different approach?
Absolutely. Like one of the things that I went down to the organizational meetings that we had in February, what Theo did, and along with Jason and Jed and some of the other, you know, and Oneri and some of the other guys, they sat down and they went through every aspect of the game for hours. I mean, there was a five-hour meeting on base running. And out of that, they wrote down the things that they wanted to make sure that every player knew and was important. And even right down to the terms we use will be the same, all the way from rookie ball, instructional type stuff down in Arizona, all the way through the big league club. And it's all on paper. I mean, like, it's not just hey, let's try to get these guys to take more pitches. It's, all right, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to call it this. Here's what we're going to call it that. And every hitting instructor is going to try to teach the kids the same way. I just think it's got to help. And it's like I said, it's a big, thick book. You know, it's not just like a mission statement. I mean, it's actually the way we're going to do things. So that's got to help with our player development. I mean, we're going to draft great guys. We have a big draft coming up this year. And then, you know, we're going to coach them and train them the best way possible.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about it yesterday. One of the things that everybody's kind of looking forward to is, and you're a Cub fan before you became a Cub owner,
absolutely,
is watching them run the bases. You know, it's been very difficult sometimes just to watch guys run the bases here for whatever reason. There hasn't. Now, you know, we joke about the bunt contest and that sort of thing, but the idea of bunting and actually taking a base, the idea of, you know, waiting for a line drive to determine what it's going to do before you take off. There's been so many bad base running errors over 10, 15 years that it will be a delight to just watch some good baseball.
Well, I think one of the things that you're going to see, and one of the things that the Dale really stressed in spring training was, he said, look, I'm not going to yell at you for striking out. That happens. But if there's something in the game that we can control, we're going to be good at it. And that's been his emphasis in spring training. And base running is one of those things. You know, he'll say, hey, my pet peeve is guys that don't run out grounders. You know, my pet peeve is guys that take too wide a turn around first base. You know, and that goes on to fielding, to being in the right position. It goes on to hitting the cutoff man. Hopefully, you know, I mean, they've really focused on it. Hopefully that, you know, those results will show up. And, you know, baseball, there's not much margin for error. You give up an out, an easy out in the early in the game.
It could be five runs,
you know,
extra runs.
People don't understand like that, the ripple effect of missing a cutoff man that lets a guy go from first to second. Yep. You know, and then you got a pitcher who's got to face another batter. It just affects the whole game. So our coaches get it, and I think we'll be better at doing those things the right way.
You got a nice round of applause here, Casey Miranza, as you walked in. You've always been out there talking to season ticket holders, talking to fans, walking around the ballpark, sitting in the bleachers. Has the tone changed? I know that everyone, you know, had suggestions for you in your first year or two of stewardship here with the Cubs. Has that changed? I mean, people willing to buy in now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that the kind of energy and optimism we have right now is terrific. You know, people generally over the first couple of years were very respectful, but there were a lot of suggestions. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people felt like things weren't going the right direction. I think that the process we went through last year to isolate the guy we needed to be our head of baseball. And then to execute and get that done. I think that's given everyone confidence that the baseball organization's heading in the right direction. We've done a lot of good stuff on the business side, but it doesn't add up to anything if we don't win baseball games. So I think everyone feels like we're heading the right direction, and you know, we're just excited to get it started today.
Rahm Emanuel seems to be on board. He was talking about the rebuilding and the stuff. You guys are close to something with the city, according to him. Where is that at? I mean, are we going to be here reading your column next year, the year after, about the new building going up and the new work being done?
Well, I mean, we've talked to the city and we've talked to the state and we've talked to the county. We've had these conversations going on for a while. You know, nothing is final, but the good news is that everyone's kind of rowing in the same direction, trying to think of the best solution. Something that's a big win for the city, big win for the state, and a big help to the team. So. I think we'll get there somewhere. I'm not sure what day that is or how that looks exactly yet, but I think we'll get there.
Were you surprised to hear him say that? Were you encouraged to hear him say that?
Well, I think that we know that we've had some good discussions.
Yeah.
We're just hoping that, you know, that it all pulls through. I'm not saying I'm surprised or encouraged. I think the key is that everybody is trying their best to get something done here. And when we do, I think it'll be a great win for everybody.
Do you feel it's close? I mean, next year, do you think you'll be breaking ground on the Triangle building or new clubhouses? Or I guess the question is, how much longer can you go just kind of, you know, putting a coat of paint up here and spackle here and trying to keep this thing up and running before you have to
worry about
the future?
We've talked about this on this show. I mean, the fact is that there's been underinvestment at Wrigley for decades, generations. I mean, the fact is that, the previous owners either didn't have the resources or were only going to commit resources to projects that had a good ROI to them. So, you know, we maintain it, you know, it's $5-10 million a year of cement, you know, or, you know, and little stuff, you know, and, And that comes right out of the baseball budget. I mean, I think people don't understand, like, when Cub fans, you know, or when we pay a tax, or when we pay, you know, to rehab the park, I mean, that comes right out of every dollar that goes over to Theo and his guys. So anything we can do to, like, get that under control, to get more resources over to the baseball side, is a good thing for our team's prospects.
Tom, thanks a ton. Great seeing you. Thanks for stopping by. Everybody in the bar appreciates it, and congratulations on the draft season.
Okay, thank everybody in the bar. I think everybody in the bar looks like they're in mid-season form.
Yeah, how about that? Scrambled eggs and buds. Breakfast of champions.
All right, well, it was great to be here. Great to see you guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Good luck. Congratulations.
That's Tom Ricketts, the chairman. Does a man that doesn't have to pay for his buds anymore, I think, around here.